We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Fox Sports bracketologist Howie Schwab with the Bull and the Fox. Howie, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, guys. Nice to be with you, Adam and Dustin.
Yeah, it's a great time of the year. Obviously, things heating up in college basketball again, and we're all ready to get the tournament going. Obviously, you know, one of the big storylines, Zion Williamson and the injury he's dealing with right now. You know, if we don't know, probably he's going to come back by then. But, you know, in terms of his injury and how that could potentially affect Duke's seeding in the NCAA tournament, at this point, what would you say about that right now?
Well, right now, obviously missing the Syracuse game and now missing the Virginia Tech game on Tuesday night, it becomes a question because you have to wonder, will he be back or is this more serious? My understanding is it is not that serious and that he should be back soon, and I don't think it will affect the seeding. Right now, I have Duke as a one seed based on all the great wins they have this year. Obviously they lost a few games, but realistically right now with Williamson in the lineup and Barrett, the talent that they have, and let's not forget Trey Jones, what he does on the defensive end to really spark them. Duke is going to be one of the favorites to win the whole thing, assuming Williamson is back. And right now, I guess that's what we have to do is assume that, but again, if all of a sudden it's Williamson's going to miss the rest of the season, then that certainly changes things. And possibly one of the teams on the two line could move up and Duke could fall down. But for the moment, I have Duke on the one line.
Yeah, it's interesting because you know the game against Carolina, when Zion gets injured, he comes out and then they end up letting that one slip away. By double digits nearly, and then you come out against Syracuse on the road, tough environment, and you win by double digits. So what is Duke if Zion can't play? Are they still a really good team that could win a national championship, or are they a team that, like you say, could get bounced early?
They're a really good team, but I think if Zion doesn't play, they're not right up there for the national championship because, number one, you're relying so much on outside shooting. Reddish and Barrett have to be on, and if you think back, Duke played Louisville, a game they came back from 23 down. In that game, they were 7 for 28 shooting threes, 25%. The three-point shot could be an Achilles heel for them. And without Zion, that affects both their inside game offensively and their inside game defensively. Because without Zion Williamson, you take away a shot blocker, an intimidator, a guy offensively who, the dunks really excite the Duke fans and the Duke team. When you see Zion playing the way he does, he's a major factor. And that's why most people think he'll be the number one pick in the NBA draft next year. But for now, with Zion out, I'm going to be interested to see what happens against Virginia Tech. And Virginia Tech is shorthanded because Justin Robinson's been out. So never easy to win in Blacksburg. And it'll be an interesting matchup coming up.
Howie Schwab with us, Fox Sports bracketologist. Howie, you got Ohio State right now as a 10 seed, I believe, against Auburn in the first round in a 7-10 matchup. How, Ohio State, not a great record at the moment, but obviously they're playing a good conference, still time to go here. How close are they? I know they're not in your last four in, but how close are they to being in that last four in?
Well, it's interesting because when you look at Ohio State, and what I do is I look at combination of non-league wins, and certainly the Cincinnati win is big. The Creighton win is pretty good. The UCLA win doesn't have the same luster that you would hope for, at the start of the season because UCLA has been a disappointment. But then when you look at league play, they don't have that many quality wins.
Right.
And right now it becomes interesting. What's good for Ohio State is they have three opportunities in their last four games. When you have Purdue, Iowa, and Wisconsin among those last four, you have chances to impress the committee with a win, whether you call it an upset or not. And actually, in three of those four games, I think it would be considered an upset. But if you can score at least one of those wins, that will certainly help. If you don't, then it becomes a matter of doing really well in the Big Ten tournament, winning maybe two games. You don't want to put yourself in that kind of pressure. Chris Holtmann is a great coach. I really like what he's done the last couple of years. But, I mean, right now you just have to look at the resume and say, wait a second here. They're in, but one of the reasons they're in is there are a number of teams who've really struggled. NC State has one quad one win. You have Oklahoma's now come on a little bit. TCU, Florida, Alabama. I mean, there's so many teams out there. And each week when I do the bracket, I do it twice a week. The lines 8 through 12 have been crazy this year.
Yeah,
this has been one of the most incredible seasons in terms of balance or teams that, let me be honest, teams that are not great that are going to make this tournament. You have to fill out 68 teams. And the other interesting debate, and I've heard a little bit more from other people lately, do you take a few teams from the Southern Conference? Wofford certainly, even if they lose the conference tournament, Wofford should be in this field of 68. Do you take teams? I know a lot of people debate Utah State in the Mountain West. I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see what the committee looks at. And the conference tournaments this year are going to be very important.
It's going to be a lot of fun to watch this thing unfold. Howie, when you look at Michigan State and Michigan, do you have them both as two seeds right now?
I do. Michigan State certainly impressive with the win the other day.
Yeah.
Michigan State has 11 quad one wins, the most of any team in the country. That's incredible. And winning at Michigan,
huge.
That really says a lot. You know, if Michigan State wins out and wins the Big Ten tournament, I wouldn't be shocked if they climbed back up to a one seed.
Wow.
It's not out of the realm of possibility. Then again, Michigan may beat Michigan State in East Lansing. It's been that kind of crazy year. But what's fun is Michigan State, Michigan, Purdue seem to be a drop ahead of the Maryland, Iowa, Wisconsin group. But the Big Ten is so loaded this year, and every night's a war. I mean, go look at Rutgers. Rutgers beat Minnesota and beat Ohio State at home. You look at Penn State beating Michigan at home. The Big Ten tournament's going to be amazing to me. I mean, don't count anything out. Look at Rutgers last year, won first-round game in the Big Ten tournament in an upset. So it's really fascinating to me, the Big Ten. The ACC has been great. The Big 12 has been interesting because people are wondering, will Kansas make it 15 years in a row where they win or share the title? And that's going to come down to Texas Tech, Kansas State, Iowa State. It's really fascinating. College basketball fans should be loving this time of year.
It is my favorite time of year. I mean, you start to get ramped up and focusing on these conference tournaments. Just back to the Big Ten quickly, Howie. Who's the best team? Who's the most talented team in the conference?
Michigan State, when they're healthy.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, yeah. Langford's done for the year. For Michigan State to win at Michigan without Nick Ward, that's pretty incredible. Cassius Winston, yeah, there's a good debate. Cassius Winston, Carson Edwards, Ethan Happ, who's the best player? Who's the most important player in the league? I mean, if you take Ethan Happ away from Wisconsin, I think Wisconsin may be a 500 team. Mm. Carson Edwards certainly has at times been incredible. But you got to look at what Cassius Winston's doing right now. It's a really interesting debate of who the most important player is in the league. And right now, Winston may get my vote. I mean, the win at Michigan to me was really a very impressive win. And my, by the way, John Beilein's done a great job at Michigan this year. You know, when you lose Mo Wagner from the team last year, and you were a finalist in the national championship game, I don't know that people expected them to be this good. They were picked 19th in the AP preseason poll. Michigan has had a super year, blowing out North Carolina, beating Villanova. I mean, they've had some quality wins, but right now I'd say Michigan State's the best team in the Big Ten.
Howie, let's wrap it up with this. My St. John's Red Storm, are they finally?
I know you're an alum.
I'm a huge fan. Grew up in New York, right? Mid-70s to mid-90s, they went to the tournament all the time. Obviously, all those great years, some of those with Chris Mullin. Had a good little run late 90s, early 2000s. But as you know, they've been a disaster. I don't think they've won more than one round in 20 years, I think.
Pretty close.
You know, I know they're on the eight nine line right now. I'd like to see them move away from Duke, but do you think they got any run in them? And are they definitely in the tourney?
Right now, they're definitely in the tournament because of the win over Villanova, two wins over Marquette, a win at Creighton, and the win the other night against Seton Hall was really big. They lost to Seton Hall in controversial way the first time. The problem with St. John's, and the reason I had them lower earlier on, is their non-league schedule. Their best win is VCU non-league. After that, Bowling Green, and then after that, Sisters of the Poor. I mean, and mind you, I am a graduate of St. John's. I do know Chris. I do care about my alma mater. However, when I do bracketology, I have to put that aside and realize, okay, what are the pluses and minuses? And they have some big wins. They have six quad one wins. And so that's why I moved them up this week to the 8-9 line. I think the Seton Hall win was important. They have to be healthy, first of all. Mustafa Heron missed the Seton Hall game. The good news of the Seton Hall game, three guys played double-figure minutes off the bench. Mm-hmm. And Mullen had not used his bench that well this year. I think the fact that they're getting good play out of guys like Greg Williams, Kata up front, is helping the team and keeping them fresh. And then Shamori Ponds had a really good game against Seton Hall. He's been a little bit up and down. When he's on, he's great. When he's not on, he's missing easy shots. He's not necessarily distributing the rock. But St. John's has talent. I mean, this is a team, the starting five, could win a few games in the tournament. I wouldn't be surprised. They have the talent, but they have to come out and play hard. There have been times this year where they've said, we didn't play hard enough. Mm. And I question that. Why are you putting on the uniform? Come on. But St. John's has talent, and they will be in the tournament.
All right, Howie, I'm excited about it, and I know everybody here is as well, hoping Ohio State can get in there. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.